I just be leveling when it got this money, now I'm golden. They talk on me, but I hear a word what they saying. I just wanna cut this paper, make any moves. I'm just tryna get my pay up, yeah. I on a prize, I'm just living for the moment. I keep it real indigenous, I tell her come on scolding. Coming from the rest, had to deal with all this isolation. Stacking all this bread, yeah. Now they see my son across the nation. Cut the mic on and they hearing me. Nowadays the fans tapped and they don't know I'm experiencing. Sometimes I still got problems over people who be near to me. Drugs help my insecurities, but they don't help them clearing things, yeah. Still ain't trusting nobody, they say they love me in one breath and try to talk about me. Family been depending on me, gotta make sure they eat. Want my faith on a day to day, cause we sure can't see. I graduated, now my mama says she proud of me. So many behind me, look up to me, I gotta make it. Catch any flights when I'm alone, feel like I can't take it. Out in my zone, strong, got me faded. I just be leveling, when it got this money, now I'm golden. They talk on me, but I hear a word what they saying. I just wanna cut this paper, make any moves. I'm just tryna get my pay up, yeah. I on a prize, I'm just living for the moment. I keep it real indigenous, I tell her come on scolding. Coming from the rest, had to deal with all this isolation. Stacking all this bread, now they sing my song across the nation. I've been filming city to city, imagine what I'm making. All this pain, drama, and envy, imagine what I'm facing. When legit started a business, so I see why they hating. Get your own, get on your mission. See, all it takes is patience. I'm so blind and famous, that's my occupation, yeah, yeah. No, it ain't no changing in this operation, whoa. I just met your baby, now I'm on a playlist. What else? I just met your baby, now I got her naked. When I wrote this, I was walking on the reservation. Now they can't say that we not up in the conversation. Did this all for God and Hill, the one that got it shaking. If you ain't real, you and I are not at all related. I just be leveling, when it got this money, now I'm golden. They talk on me, but I hear a word what they saying. I just wanna cut this paper, make any moves. I'm just tryna get my pay up, yeah. I on a prize, I'm just living for the moment. I keep it real indigenous, I tell her come on scolding. Coming from the rest, had to deal with all this isolation. Stacking all this bread, now they sing my song across the nations.
You're listening to 101.5 FM on UMFM. Welcome to U-Talk. I'm your host, Ryan Funk. What a great time in Gimli this weekend. There were so many amazing films and so many amazing people. Today, we have a special episode of U-Talk, coverage of the Gimli International Film Festival. Afterwards, we'll meet with a new Indigenous artist who's been blind since birth. Let's get into it. For the past 2 years, the Gimli International Film Festival has had to modify its programming, offering a curated selection of films digitally. Now, on its 22nd anniversary, the festival is back in a big way, with in-person events. Wednesday night, film industry members, Manitoba legislators, and representatives from Iceland gathered to memorialize this momentous occasion and, of course, the art of film. For GIF board member Norma Bailey, it's an awesome moment to once again celebrate with Manitobans and visitors from around the world.
It's exciting. All of us have been working really hard to keep the festival going through the COVID period. Last year we had a drive-in, which was really exciting, but we had this, virtual, but now to have people, even just tonight, to be here together with everyone who's contributed and all our fans, it's wonderful.
GIF isn't solely a festival of the dedication and artistry of those within the film industry. Acknowledging the history and culture of Gimli's Icelandic heritage, GIF first started by showcasing Icelandic films as an offshoot of the Icelandic Festival of Manitoba, a tradition still practiced today in its Northern Lights series. For former Senator of Canada, Janice Johnson, and longest-running GIF board member, the community on Lake Winnipeg's western shore has always been her motivation.
It's hard to believe, Ryan, that we've lasted, but I'm very persistent, and I had a great vision. I had a vision for making sure Gimli, the festival, was a success. The Icelandic part started with that. It was a one-off on a weekend, and then I decided I would take it forward and make it a Canadian film festival with international content, including Circumpolar, which was also Iceland. But there's no question the place here was the inspiration to keep me going, and I was a senator at the time, and I didn't really have time, but I wanted to do something more for Gimli, and also because of the diversity in our society as it increased. And I love my Icelandic festival. I've been involved in that since I was a child, and it just complements what we're trying to do at the film festival with our programming and our films and our volunteers and the kind of things we're trying to do with our work in film.
Strawberry Finally, finally free. Forgive your enemies, slow down. Got myself, I was so down. Really had my hopes up. I feel lost. I wish I could sleep enough to feel rested. I wish I could visit, but I get distracted. Break it all down into fractions. Flowery patterns, so fractal. Cosmos, psychos, galaxies in my bones. Trying to find my home. Wandering soul, I go, you go. Can we go somewhere? Get me lost in space. I don't care, as long as I'm not here. As long as I'm not here. I could be your mouth, you could be my flame. Just take me far away from here. If you be my Saturn, I could be your rain. Just take me far away from here. Take me far away.
Don't have- tell. Oh, how dark it gets after the sun finally sets. I'll make some noise, make some notes, let your presence be known to all those creatures and bullfrogs and bears. They aren't done yet in the darkness calling their kin.
Visitors from Manitoba and abroad came to this five-day event, bringing significant foot traffic down the main strip. After 2 years of pain and challenges for small business owners, visitors are a welcome sight. Linda Miai, owner of Buskers by the Beach, is proud to live in a community that hosts not only an international film festival, but an Icelandic festival as well.
Well, it's great to have them here. Before we opened our business, we've had a cottage here for over 30 years, and we don't miss a parade or a carnival or a family. We're all into it, and we're excited when it comes. We're hoping that this year, with having all the special events back, that it'll impact us a little better with having enough, I don't know, staff and bringing in enough money to keep us open for a couple of more years. We've had a couple of rocky years when we opened. We're having the festival, film festival here has shown us a lot more foot traffic last night, so we're hoping that that'll continue. And we're happy to be part of Gimli's community. We've been here for a few years and we're liking it.
Visitors also means opportunities for budding entrepreneurs. J. Anthony Willis is fresh to the Gimli community, and he was there busking, sharing his music and experiences.
Having just moved here and come back to where I'm from, and after, you know, 20 plus years in the military and traveling all over the world, there's nothing like a prairie sky. And I've written an album about my experiences traveling all over Canada as military and otherwise. And I just released it last year. It's called One Day Canada. And it has a song for every region, every part of Canada, with the exception of the Yukon. That's the only place I've never been. Well, I stopped in Whitehorse, but that doesn't count. So with this album I released last year, and I've come here and I've been playing these songs, sitting here busking, thanks to Tim and Linda that own Buskers here. They let me play. And the reception has been really, really nice. People here are very, very generous. And with the festival, the festivals, it's great. I mean, great crowds. You know, everybody's going by smiling. And the best part of this is the little kids. You know, they go by and they do stuff that you can't script. You know, it's just so natural, you know. So I enjoy doing this. You know, it's just, I'm a retired guy. You know, some guys sit in their workshops and build furniture. I sit in my little workshop and write songs. That's what I do, which is fun. So this is the title track of that album. It's called One Day Canada.
Summer sun was setting calm and slow. A gentle breeze was blowing across the water, way out there on Lake Ontario. Oh, that breeze took me away to Manitoba, and Lake Winnipeg and Gimli long ago. I see a young boy standing by the water. The wild waves are singing him a song. One day I see Canada, all the true north strong and free. What a wonder it would be, Canada, if I could only see it all. Early days way back in Manitoba, like wild Canadian geese the years have flown. And I've lived and worked and traveled across this country, still I yearn one day to see it all. One day I'll see Canada, all the true north strong and free. Coast to coast and tit to toe, from the city to towns and trucks outside. No, it's the beauty of the wilderness that fills into my soul. Even now I hear it calling to me, go. Now I see this gentle land stretched up before me as the sun.
falls soft on Lake Ontario. A gentle breeze is singing now so sweetly, singing, oh how I love you, Canada. One day I see Canada, all the true Lord strong and free. What a wonder it would be, Canada, if I could only see it all. One day, one day.
The festival, which celebrates the Icelandic heritage of Gimli, also promotes diversity and multiculturalism here in Manitoba and across Canada. One such group featured is the Winnipeg Indigenous Film Collective. Amanda Kinzerski, a filmmaker and organizer of the collective, says as Manitoba's largest film festival, having spaces to celebrate the diversity and unique cultures of Manitoba is so vitally important.
I think a lot of people, when they think of Canada, think of Toronto and Vancouver and Montreal. And I think that Manitoba is a very distinct place, right? And so by them making space for a specific Indigenous collective out of Manitoba is important. You know, in other places, they say they have different languages, they have different people. You know, we're Ojibwe Cree filmmakers, and yes, we have other filmmakers, but it's bigger here. You know, we have filmmakers come from other provinces, and they'll stay at a hotel downtown, and then they walk through downtown Winnipeg, and they come and they go, you know that nowhere else in Canada looks like this, right? When I go to other provinces and other cities, I'm like, where are the native people? It's, you know, and I grew up my whole life being told that Winnipeg is Canada's largest reserve. And so there is a certain culture that's very specific to Manitoba that doesn't exist in the rest of Canada. And I think sometimes that we become a little bit more untouched by globalization here. So I think it's important that Manitoba, Indigenous Manitoba voices are being held up for everybody to see, because you know, not to be too self-important, but it's kind of important to our culture.
Festivals on this scale are only possible thanks to dedicated volunteers who take time out of their day. Jennifer Paluk has covered the event as a community journalist and volunteered in the past. With the Icelandic festival just around the corner, it's exciting to see the culture of Gimli at the forefront.
Absolutely. It's such a big part of the fabric of this community. Even the local businesses, you can get that sense of cultural identity in some of the pastries that you find or some of the beverages that you find around town. The new Iceland Heritage Museum is fantastic. Highly recommend you check that out. And just the stories that you hear from people. I mean, people are very welcoming here in Gimli, and they like to talk about who they are and where they've come from. And I think it's just a great opportunity to learn about a culture that many people don't know, that Gimli is actually like the largest Icelandic settlement outside of Iceland anywhere in the world. So it's a great community. The festival is always a lot of fun. And just really vibrant for arts and culture as well. I think both not only with the film festival, but also then with the Icelandic festival, that there's a large cultural component to that as well.
Not right now, I'm just in the studio. Oh, what's up? Okay, I see you.
I don't know if I'll make it, but the future I will plan it. Yeah, I blowing up the grid for the chance to start it. Yeah,
I don't know if I'll make it, but the future I will plan it. I'm posted up in church, I don't know if I can manage. Rolling up the green in front of CNC, I'm savage. This life's been getting kinda crazy, man. Check the status, check the status. Yeah, I've been established. Check the status, yeah, I've been established. Running up these checks, I'm fine now. I'm blowing smoke with a team till my time's out. All I know is that I'm winning, yeah, that's a plus. Baby, worry about me, she telling me don't do too much. I'm just trying to cope with all this pressure that I feel. The devil pull up on me, he be trying to make a deal. I got the team on my back, I done made it, ayy. I got her running right back, she too amazing, yeah. I still feel this pressure every day in my brain. Voices in my head, they say I'm insane, yeah.
I cannot lie, I've been thinking about you. I'm wondering to myself if it's the truth. I just wanna let you know that I'm still here. Damn girl, I still want you, I just want you.
I
near.
Don't know if I'll make it, but the future I will plan it. I'm posted up in church, I don't know if I can manage.
Rolling up the green in front of CNC, I'm savage.
This life's been getting kinda crazy, man. Check the status, check the status. Yeah, I've been established. Check the status, yeah, I've been established.
Running up these checks, I'm fine now.
I'm blowing smoke with a team to my time zone.
All I want is respect, never thought about the fame. It's easy to forget when nobody knows your name. So I put the work in, motivated by the pain. Been trying to save some money, so I gotta play the game.
The energy that I got is magnetic, yeah. Mama said if you wanna go and get it, yeah. Tryna reach to the top and count my blessings, yeah. Without a reason to stop, I am destined, yeah. Yeah, I cannot lie, I've been thinking about you. Yeah, I got time, but with so much to do. We're ready for lunch, even though I'm still here. I'm about to take off, cause my status is
clear. I don't know if I'll make it, but the future I will plan it.
I'm posted up in church, I don't know if I can manage.
Rolling up the green in front of CNC, I'm savage.
This life's been getting kinda crazy, man. Check the status.
Check the status, yeah, I've been established.
Check the status, yeah, I've been established.
Running up these checks, I'm fine now.
I'm blowing smoke with a team till my time's out.
It's the status, bro. Check it.
Yeah.
Blind and famous.
Bro, ain't on the vibes, we're getting lit for sure.
Oh, you don't meet another one, Matt.
Yeah.
I was still waiting and waiting, I finally made it, I'm seeing some better days. No, I'm not violent, but we'll start a riot if anybody try to get in the way. Maintain for my guys, it's stressing, but I'm never letting it show on my face. You wanna follow and go to my place. I had to bust in my way in this game, you know. I'm running, 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 running it all. For all of the days I was down for the count, I'm running, 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 running it all. Stacking this cash, I ain't here for the clout. I'm running, 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 running it all. If it ain't about rest, I can't meet with you now. Each I care, running up this amount. Can't even believe they was counting me out. If you ain't heard about me by now, this mad, mad cooking up life from the race. Just got back, I was copping some trees. Got family to feed, still got me some bread. Got a couple of ramans hating on me. Told them hit on they babe instead. Still got that fine from RCMP. Talk about man, I paid him yet. Just went and took your Bella to Bella Lake. She was amazed. Told my ex this one got a better taste. Threesome engaged. Why you tryna fake like you know me? Tryna say change my ways. I put beans down on the MAP. They know GH in the place. Yo, eyes red, so she blaming me. She wanna celebrate, stay with me. Going wild for them times we couldn't. I tell little baby to come and be free. If I don't know you, my dick when I leave. I'm back to the cheese with a pack of the D's. I'll get what I want and I need. Stuck in motion, gotta duck the police. I was still waiting and waiting, I finally made it. I'm seeing some better days. No, I'm not violent, but we'll start a riot if anybody try to get in the way. Maintain for my guys, destruction, but I'll never let any show on my face. She wanna follow and go to my place. I had to bust in my way in this game, you know. I'm running, 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 running it all. For all of the days I was down for the count. I'm running, 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 running it all. Stacking this cash, I ain't here for the clout. I'm running, 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 running it all. If it ain't about rest, I can't meet with you now. East side kid running, running up to some amount. Can't even believe they was counting me out.
Came from the ground, no falling, yeah. Couldn't tell me how to stop it. Yo, I take my life out of boxes. Steady moving like we locked in. Still remember all the times at the bottom. Never had a nice thing, so I went and got them. Used to make a green coming off of the robin. Now I'm on the fast track, no problem. You always counting me out, now you calling. I can't believe I was down with the toxins. Matt called me up, he was like, yeah, we got it. I was like, damn, let's get popping. You cannot hide shit from me. I got the passion, I've been on the lead. Move like a dog, but I don't got a leash. We the new movement, just come and believe, yeah. It's all a part of the lifestyle. You ain't see it back then, how about right now? Why you calling me out, put a price down. Lights out when I bite down, bet on my style. I'm steady taking out of the pythons. Bet on myself, bring the fire, yeah, then we drive on. Run it up, we been running through all of the pylons. I just want the love, man, show them how we ride on.
I'm still waiting and waiting, I finally made it. I'm seeing some better days. No, I'm not violent, but we'll start a riot if anybody try to get in the way. Maintain for my guys, destruction, but I'll never let any show on my face. She wanna follow and go to my place. I had to bust in my way in this game, you know. I'm running, 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 running it all. For all of the days I was down for the count. I'm running, 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 running it all. Stacking this cash, I ain't here for the clout. I'm running, 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 running it all. If it ain't about rest, I can't meet with you now. East side kid running up this amount. Can't even believe they was counting me out.
An emerging indigenous artist who produces, writes, records, and releases all of his music independently has created a new album. Another intriguing aspect of his musical journey is he's been blind since birth. Music, inspiring others, and achieving your dreams is what you can expect in this episode of You Talk with Matt Mack.
What's up, everyone? My name is Matt Mack, and I'm a recording artist based out of Garden Hill First Nation, now living in Winnipeg. Yeah, I make beats, like, almost every day.
I thought it was really cool when I was doing some background research onto you, and it's like, oh, you're here in Manitoba, now in Winnipeg. That's awesome. That's where we're based as well.
So that's where you're based out of?
Yep.
Cool.
Here in Winnipeg. I've been living here for 2 years now, I think that is. Who knows what time is through this enigma of what the pandemic was.
Yeah. Agreed. This 2 years been feeling like 5 years, 6 years, honestly.
Oh, definitely. There's times that I'm like, how long is it? It's been a week. Oh. What's going on? Anyways, we're here to talk about yourself and your music and your new album, Blurred Vision. I've been listening through it a lot. Let's see which one actually do I like the most. It's hard. I really like Status. I like the beginning, like that rock. Isolation,
yeah,
is also good. The first one on the track. How about you just tell me a little bit about your relationship to music?
Yeah, so basically, like, music is like, it's pretty important to me, as I think it's like really highlighted in this album. There's been a lot of things that's been happening over like the past like year or so. Life kind of actually got crazy after 2020 dropped. Not only did it get Rap Album of the Year award from Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards, it got like a lot of recognition from people, and like it just motivated me to keep going. And I was like, wow, there's actually a lot happening. And I was navigating this music industry. It's like, it's kind of a new experience because there was a lot to learn. I knew at some point, I was like, I felt like I was going to get lost at some point. And I felt throughout this whole entire process of this album coming together, some points I did kind of actually get lost. And learning how to like manage everything, like all these like new responsibilities, coming into this like industry, just like getting into like a lot of new things and a lot of opportunities, and also like moving out was another thing, moving to the city.
Looking through your catalog, your music video Paradise has almost 10,000 views. Like, that's pretty good. Walk me through a little bit about your,
Oh, really?
I was just looking at it the other day.
I actually didn't know about that.
And yeah, you're rising on Indigenous cool. music charts. I guess just what is your feelings hearing and seeing that your music has been, you know, resonating with people?
Just to know that there are people that really like my music, and they've compared to me like a lot of the people I actually look up to. And it's actually quite wild, and I really love the fact that there are people who actually resonate with my music and really just like to vibe with it.
Why don't you walk me through your process of creating music? What is it that inspires you? What are those elements that you put into creating the sound, writing the lyrics, and then actually recording it?
I'm basically inspired like with a lot of melodies. Usually, like, first of all, it's like melody based. A lot of what's on this album, is actually like when it was actually first started out, it was like no, it's like, or something along the lines of that. But then it's just like formulated into like lyrics, and just a lot of it actually starts from like instrumentals and beats I've made. Or like beats I get from producers I work with. And then it's just like, I write and record at the same time. So that's how I usually do it.
Hey, I mean, everyone has a process. So it kind of starts out as like a brain worm. It's just kind of like stuck in your head a little bit until you're able to focus it.
Yeah.
So your Blurred Visions has a lot of hip-hop and rap influence to it. Is there any other genres that you'd like to maybe mess around with in some future projects?
I really, really, really like hip-hop and rap, obviously. Making trap beats is obviously like something I love to do. And it's like fun, because not only do I make it for myself, because I I'm also like making other beats for other artists as well. But I was thinking like either one day I could make an EDM album or something along the lines of like progressive house or which is also EDM, or even like something along the lines of alternative, or maybe even like an acoustic version of like one of my albums.
You're always making music, like every day you're making some stuff, some beats. You know, why did you want to pursue this as a career? Most people are like, whoa, the music industry is cutthroat. I just want to do it for fun. I don't want to get into this.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, like, I began to make beats at like between 14, 15, 16. And honestly, like, I was trying to do EDM before I started doing like hip hop and rap. And in my mind, I was like, I was listening to all these songs that were like on my YouTube that like came across my YouTube. And I was like, in my head, I was like thinking, yo, I actually want to do those like production tricks, like that, what they do. And I was like thinking like, yo, how the heck, how do they do? I was like thinking like, yo, how do they do this? This one little hi-hat triplet roll, or how do they do this drop, or how do they make this melody sound like this? And from there, just like the passion kind of grew and my curiosity kind of grew. And then all of a sudden I'm making beats, and then one thing led to another. And then I started writing instruments. I was like, whoa, I actually could really make this into like a career. And that's what happened.
Finding something you're passionate about and deciding is like, oh, okay, this little itch that I'm getting, I need to scratch it. I need to find out whether or not this is something I'd actually want to do or get into. So it's really cool to hear about your story getting into it.
Definitely, because I've always been like big into singing, and I've always been like technology, so I've been like singing since I was like 4 years old. So it honestly just made sense.
When looking at the headlines, one of the big things that people will notice is that you're vision impaired. You've been blind since birth. Has this impacted, you know, your process at all? Or maybe it's been an inspiration in some of your writing or lyrics?
I like to think so. I like to think that my work not only inspires like Indigenous people, not only like Canadians, but like like blind people, especially like people like the blind community, because I actually do have a bit of a following in the blind community through like the Blind and Famous collective. I just want to be like, yo, like you could actually do it, and you could actually make something come true of your life. And like, if you actually have a dream, you could actually do it regardless of like if you're blind or if you like have almost near vision. Or
for your community, your home roots of Garden Hill First Nation, how have people there been responding? Have you been hearing or have people been reaching out to you and being like, hey man, I heard your song, heard your new album, great stuff, super cool?
I know that people from back home, because last month I did a performance for the Island Lake graduation, which is like all four of the reserves in my area, which is like Garden Hill, St. Therese, Wasagamac, Red Sucker Lake First Nations. I did a performance for all the graduation students that were in Winnipeg. And they were all saying how like, yo, you're actually doing pretty well. We're all proud of you, and did a performance over there. So that's pretty good, just seeing that love from the community, knowing the fact that they reached out just for a performance in Winnipeg for students who are attending schools in like Winnipeg and surrounding areas. It was just wonderful.
Well, and having support from your community can just mean a lot. Like, it can give you that extra boost.
Yeah, for sure. Agreed. Agreed with that.
What advice would you give people who are wanting to break into the music industry?
Well, I'd probably have to say, one, it's not easy. Two, it's like you really have to learn patience, because one, I could be like really patient, and two, I could be like really not patient. So it's just the idea of like learning to like what you want, learning, like, thinking about what you're getting yourself into, like, what are the, what are you getting yourself into? Honestly, it'll be so worth it at the end, because you'll start to see things come in, and it might not be like right away, but when you start to see it come in, it's totally worth it, no matter how like difficult it is. So my advice to people, especially for like people who are like in situations where you feel like there's an obstacle in your way, my advice to you for that is, never mind the obstacle, go for it and get it. That's all I gotta say.
Hey, just listening to your album, it's really come together. Some great sounds, great lyrics. Now that your album is out, is there anything else that you're, you know, kind of working on, hoping to pursue? Are you wanting to do like maybe some tours or like stage performances?
Yeah, so like as of right now, I'm actually on tour as promotion for this album, Blurred Visions. Been around BC, been to Kamloops, been to Cache Creek. So that's what's been happening right now. I've just been promoting the album, and that's what's been happening. And we're just gonna do more performances. We got a couple like more shows lined up, but as of right now, it's like keep making beats and, you know, continue to record, because that's what I love to do in general. So do that almost every day. So,
well, I'm excited to see what comes down the pipeline. So, Matt Mack, thank you so much for joining me to talk a little bit about your album, Blurred Visions. Matt Mack is on tour right now with his album, Blurred Visions. Where can people go to find out more about yourself and your music?
Yeah, so you can find my music everywhere, wherever you listen to your music, whether that be Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube Music, or if you just like YouTube, just look up Matt Mack, MATTMAC, which is one word. You can follow me online. My Instagram, Facebook is Matt Mack Online, which is like one word. And the Twitter is @ThatsMattMack.
Want to hear more stories and music from amazing people across Canada? Check out U Radio by U Multicultural. Listen in at u-channel.ca. I'm Ryan Funk. This was U Talk. And have yourself a good one.
We'll be right back. crush me to the bottom. Let the jagged rocks cut through me. And I feel fine. I feel fine. It's hard to know why I ever resisted anything before. Didn't I know that love was more than just a feeling between two human beings stranded on the shore? I feel you let him in and hear your wailing moan. I lie prone beside. I feel fine. I feel fine. It's hard to know why I ever resisted anything before. Didn't I know that love was more than just a feeling between two human beings tangled on the floor? So take me to the bottom. Sing Amazing Grace. Let me be hung up, drawn and caught up. Make tidy up the place. This is exactly what I needed for you. I feel fine. I feel fine. It's hard to know why I ever resisted anything before. Didn't I know that love was more than just a feeling between two human beings stranded on the shore? So take me to the bottom. Love is written on my face. Take me to the ocean.